afternoon. Thanks for coming back and listening so soon. Bring in the stories of everyday folks while you sit back, relax, have a whisk, coach. Here we go with the Trend Speak podcast, bringing you insight or bringing a laugh. Here's the man who might have a plan. Give it up for your host, Trent Pod Scaland.
I love that Isaiah says, might have a plan, because a lot of times I don't have a plan unless I have a guest on. So that fit perfectly. Obviously, we didn't know that after all these years, all these episodes of having Isaiah do the intro, how applicable that would truly be. Hey, I just messaged a guest right before I hit record on this podcast. So I know I've been saying it, but very truly, fingers crossed that we have a guest next week. And then maybe that's, I don't know, maybe that's the fun part. I mean, it's not the fun part for me, but maybe that's the fun part of the Trent Speaks podcast, is you're like, ooh, is there a guest this week or is there not a guest this week? Well, spoiler alert, there's not one this week, but there is a topic, and it is this week's topic, do your research, but there is another topic that I've had in mind for a while that just keeps slipping my mind for some reason, and so I'll get that topic here on the podcast at some point. Listen, there was really no ill intent in the delay of getting the podcast out to you. So last week at this time, we were in a snowstorm. Yep, you heard that correctly. It was May and we were in a snowstorm. Ended up getting 28 inches of snow. And so to be quite honest with you, I completely forgot all about the podcast because I was going outside during my free time, whether that was my lunch, which truthfully, I'm recording on my lunch right now. So whether it was my lunch or whether it was after work, even before work, I was having to go out and snowblow to keep up with it all. And in the midst of the disbelief that we were getting over 2 feet of snow in the month of May, completely forgot about the podcast. Then, yesterday, I had the intention, which I always have this intention, right, of getting up early in the morning to record the podcast. Well, by the time the morning comes, you don't think about recording the podcast. You're just thinking about, man, I would really love a little bit more sleep before I actually get up and have to work for the day. Then again, the podcast kind of slipped through my mind, given that the weather is really nice and summer has decided to show up. So then I was outside all night. Of course, I was going to wake up this morning and I was like, oh, I'll do it on lunch. I've got the time. Do your research. Now, that is a saying or a phrase that may seem, well, yeah, no shit. Like that makes sense. Of course, I should do my research. And this really could be about anything, right? Maybe it's a topic that you're presenting. Maybe it's a paper that you're writing. Maybe there's a project that you're working on that you want some data or you need some other knowledge to help back up ideas or to move something forward. This could be about projects, which is the example that I would like to use today. And while this may seem commonplace, like, yeah, of course, Trent, it makes sense that you should do your research. I don't think that we always do, maybe we just don't do our due diligence sometimes in that research. And let me hit you with an example of why I want to talk about thoroughly doing your research. Now, as you all know, we've discussed many a time on the podcast, I am not the greatest when it comes to decision making. But there is no rhyme or reason as to the situations that I'm not the greatest when it comes to decision making. You see, that's something that my therapist and I have been talking about the past couple of weeks, is this is the next thing that I want to tackle in our sessions. And that was one of the questions that came up, is are there certain situations or certain decisions that are harder to make than others? And I I could not pin down, and I still cannot pin down, certain situations. There are just some decisions where it just seems easier to make than others. Well, we are working on getting our basement waterproofed. And as you can imagine, that is not a cheap endeavor. We have two quotes at hand. One quote, I'll get yelled at by Leanne if I give you specifics. However, I will just tell you one quote is significantly higher, about double the price of what one of the quotes is. And so you might be thinking, well, yeah, it's obvious you get what you pay for. You would go with the more expensive one, right? Well, you throw a wrench into all of it when the more expensive one is a reputable company that, because they are well known in the area and they have the name behind them, they're already known as an expensive company. So expensive doesn't necessarily mean better. Are you with me? So again, trying to give you an example here of where this idea of do your research came from. So for the longest time, I was like, oh yeah, it makes sense. We have to go with the more expensive one. Well, as I had more conversations, and a friend of mine used to work for a landscaping business in Minnesota, the landscaping business he was a part of, he said, we would mark trees up. Well, not we. The company would mark trees up 200 to 400% just because they were the big name in the area. Everyone knew them as this big reputable company. When you could go get that same tree for $60 at your local greenhouse or wherever you buy trees. And so as I was having conversations like that, I'm like, oh, well, maybe the just because they're more expensive doesn't necessarily mean they're the better option to go with if they're doing similar type of work. So after months, and by months, I mean at least maybe three or four months of saying, yeah, it's got to be this more expensive one, I started to shift a little bit and say, okay, why would you not save half the cost if they're doing about the same amount of work? Well, I don't know what got into me over the weekend, but first, I don't really remember why I started looking at this. Maybe I was just bored as fudge muffins and could not figure out what to do with myself. So I was like, oh, I should research. I don't know. But regardless, I ended up going down this rabbit hole and spent 40 minutes on YouTube watching various videos, finding out a lot more information that I didn't know previously. One of those being that the two different types of systems that they were going to put in, the two different types of systems I was quoted, were very different from one another. And so, as I started to learn more, I said, oh, maybe the more expensive one is not expensive just because of their name. I'm sure that does lend into the higher quote. But maybe the work that they're going to do is actually going to be better than this cheaper one. Which you might be thinking to yourself, well, duh, Trent. But you have to put all the pieces together. Because right now you're saying, well, duh, that makes sense. But it's one of those things that you don't know the feeling, you don't know the thought until you're in the situation. And so, yes, stuff is starting to fit together like a puzzle now, But as you're weighing out different pieces here and there and trying to figure out, okay, this one makes sense because of X, Y, and Z, but this one makes sense because of J, F, and K. And trying to figure out all the pieces and make sure you're taking everything into account. And so I took it one step further. Because in a way, these people are competing for your business, right? So my situation that I'm currently giving an example of is for house projects, right? And again, you could apply this to anywhere. You could apply this to work. You could apply this to your personal life. But I was like, okay, I'm going to email both of these places with my questions that I have based on all this additional research I have now done, because I think that'll help me narrow it down a little bit. So yesterday I sent both of them an email with very similar type of questions, but the more expensive quote, and let me just say, at first when I was talking to my buddy who worked for that landscaping company, I go, I think I'm going to call the cheaper one and say, you need to sell me on why I should go with you. And he goes, shouldn't you be doing that with the higher one? And I said, no, because the higher one has already sold me on why I should go with them, based on how I felt when they were here, based on things that they pointed out that the other company did not point out. And just all around, the higher cost one is a lot more personable. I felt more comfortable with them. I felt confident in what they were saying. So I said, you know, no, I need to call that cheaper one and say, you need to sell me on why I should go with you. But then again, I did all this additional research. So I sent them both an email yesterday. I sent the cheaper one an email with a few questions. I still, as of the recording of this podcast, I have a couple minutes left on lunch, but it's about 1:15 right now, local time. And I still have not heard back from them. But the more expensive one, I actually heard back from within 2 hours yesterday. And they did not email me. He called me and said, hey, I just got back into the office. I got your email, and I figured it would be easier to call you than to go back and forth with you via email. And he went through and answered all my questions, and let's be honest, they know who they're competing against. So I asked him specifically, what is the difference between this system and the system that you're going to put in? And he spent 20 or 25 minutes on the phone with me answering all my questions, going through everything. And by the time the conversation was done, I told them, even though they're the more expensive company, I said, once we save a little bit more money, we will be booking with you and we will be hiring you for this waterproofing work. And not 72 hours prior, I was ready to go with the cheaper company. It pays to do your research. Yes, sometimes you get what you pay for. But sometimes a company is known just for being more expensive, and you really could get the exact same work done at a cheaper rate. Something might seem comparable. Oh yeah, it's about the same. But you should always do your research. And not just do your research, but you should feel comfortable. You should not have any doubts. You don't want to be thinking, oh, what if this, what if that? Why didn't I do this? Why didn't I do that? And I'm off of therapy this week. My therapist was busy. And so we're not meeting again until next week. But I'm pumped to share this with her. Not to say that's the answer to all my decision-making problems, but do your research. You never know how it's going to help pay off. And you want to make sure that you feel comfortable and confident in that decision that you've made. I hope you all have a great week. I'm excited to come back to you next week. We'll chat again Monday. Maybe. That's good.